Canmore. Gold still eluded the Canmore Wolverines senior girls volleyball team at their home tournament, but winning silver was a very favorable start to the season. The Canmore Collegiate High School, CCHS, girls matched up in Saturday's, September 16, finals against last year's 3A Zones champions, the Cochrane Cobras, which delivered a deadly bite in two sets, 25-18, 25-10. However, taking a podium this early in the season is encouraging, said new head coach of the Wolverine senior girls Melissa Brunette, who was proud of the energy on the court and the way the girls played. "This was an amazing start," said Brunette. "I think to finish in second place is exactly where we want to be, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season." Showing off their championship-caliber skill set, the Cobras struck the Wolverines early and often en route to their latest tournament victory. The first set was highly contested by the hometown girls, who lost 25-18, but the Cobras' venom had spread by the second set and they overpowered the Wolverines, 25-10. "It was a tough match. Cochrane is a good team," said Wolverines co-captain Tasman Monroe, who thinks the Wolverines have a lot more final appearances coming up this season. The Grade 12 left side added, "It's a fun squad with great team culture. For our season opener, I think it went pretty well overall," said Monroe. "We ended up in the finals, so that was really good, and the team had great energy. We're excited to see where the team goes this year." With longtime senior girls coach Darren Anderson stepping down after last season, Brunette said there are big shoes to fill in coaching one of the top CCHS teams. "We want to get as many wins as we can, but I think this team is specifically looking to have as much fun as possible, and to honor the grade 12s in their last year," said Brunette. Saturday marked the CCHS senior boys' home tournament opener as well, with boys and girls playing on two courts in the main gym. The Banff Bears senior boys finished with the bronze medal, while the CCHS senior boys took fourth.